My name's John Gray. I am the IT manager here at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. We're located in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville. We have about 70 physicians, wholly owned by those physicians, representing 20-plus specialties in 3 locations. As you can see, we are a very lean IT department. We have about 5.5 FTEs for about 600 staff that we support. We currently have Allscripts TouchWorks, which we've been on since 2004. And then GE's Centricity Group Management, which has been in place since 1999. ConnectR came into place in 2004 with our Allscript implementation, which Craig helped us with. We've been managing 20 interfaces since that time, representing lab, radiology, stuff with the hospital, so a lot of different interfaces, a lot of different moving parts. In 2014, we purchased Phreesia. And as part of that implementation, we got QIE, and as far as I know, it went pretty quick on the install with that, and we haven't had any issues with it. So when we got notice that ConnectR was kind of fading off into the sunset, we contracted with EHR Integration to migrate those interfaces and manage them for us. And as Craig said earlier, there was really no need to panic, and this has been a very, very smooth process for us. As I mentioned, we're a very small department based on the number of staff that we have, and on a day-to-day basis, it's very hard for us to be in there working in ConnectR and managing those interfaces. So we had to kind of co-opt some other staff in other departments to try and help us with that, medical records being one of those, but that's taking away from their daily responsibilities of scanning documents in and making sure that the providers have what they need in TouchWorks when they see their patients. And that's also spread us very thin in terms of being able to complete other projects that we feel like we need to implement to make life easier both for us and for our providers and staff. And it has also hindered our ability to bring in and drive forward the strategy and the profitability of the clinic. I know when we went to 1141, we had some issues with ConnectR in the environment that they brought it up in. We've installed QIE and moved it, I think, at least once since we've had it in place with no issues, no downtime. It's a very user-friendly application. So having QVera already in-house and knowing that ConnectR was losing support from GE, it only made sense in consulting with Jamie Steck and Craig Luce to move forward with QIE, as it is a solid product. They have the expertise there to get it installed, get it configured, and get it up and running in a very short time frame. We had to, as part of this, make some changes with our risk, which I'll talk about in a minute, that they were able to accommodate and get working fairly quickly. It has helped us be able to focus my staff and the staff in the medical records department on things that we need to focus on, like responding to patient portal requests in the lab so that they can work on getting more tests out, things like that. So we've actually, as of this morning, this has changed. We've got 19 of 20 moved. Some of those delays have been due to vendor responsiveness. I'm still waiting for one vendor to get back to me on that last one, and then we can turn ConnectR off. A new RIS that we brought online in about 4 weeks, and in that time, we brought a new interface with it up and live and processing information, and we are bringing another pathology vendor online. That one is pretty much done. We're just doing layout format. One to be up and running here probably within the next week or two at the most. Moving to this has cut our interface development time down significantly. Like I said, we were able to move the risks within, I think they had it built within a few days, and we were testing because we were under the gun to replace the risk due to support ending for that application. We've been able to, as part of this, reallocate those resources both in the lab and medical records back to doing what they need to do on a daily basis to make sure that our providers are productive and can get out of here on time. And from my perspective, it gets my guys back doing what they need to do in terms of the long list of projects that we've got sitting on the back burner. So this was a very good decision. It has allowed us to refocus our clinic on what we need to do to focus on things like meaningful use, paper performance, and analytics to keep our clinic moving forward.